it's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Earlier today, a shocking development in the zero-tolerance policy by the Trump administration. The president actually reversed his policy of separating families who have come to this country illegally. He signed an executive order today and said it's about keeping families together while at the same time being sure we have a very powerful, very strong border. Joining us now to talk about this is the former governor of Arizona, Mac and Gatos political insider, Governor Jan Brewer joins us. Governor, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing good.
So, Governor, were you on board with the president's policy separating children from their parents?
Well, you know, I'm on record of saying that something has to be resolved, and certainly it was a heartbreaking thing to see. And so today, with this breaking news, I am very happy. I am absolutely delighted that he signed the executive order, and now the devil's all in the details.
So while it was going on, were you pulling your hair out like the rest of us, though? Because,
well,
I mean...
Well, of course, yeah. Yes. You know, I think that everybody was concerned about the situation. Not that it hadn't happened before, but it was such massive coverage and so many kids. It was breaking your heart.
I think the interesting thing, Governor, though, is like you are such a Trump supporter and have been from the very beginning. And even staunch conservatives and Trump supporters were hating this.
I mean, we have, and President Trump has a heart. He said that when he signed the executive order, that he indeed didn't like the sight of families being separated. And so he was also moved, and he did what I believe was the right thing to do. The bottom line, though, in regards to all of this, is that our border needs to be secured so we are not faced with these kinds of issues. And now we're up against, other issues that are going to have to be resolved in the next few days. This really tangles the whole issue up in concept because you've got the Flores v. Rios situation that she's going to have to sign off on whether he can do this or not. Because she's the one that sent the decree down saying you could only keep them for 20 days. Well, if they're going to keep these children, in my opinion, with their parents until they are adjudicated, it's going to be longer than 20 days. Hmm. So there's going to have to be some compromise from all sides. And, you know, we are all going to be sitting here with bated breath to see what they're going to do. And just so many things, guys, go through my head about, like, how are they going to house these kids? I know Secretary of Defense Mathis says they can use military bases. How are they going to transport them in units to get them out to these bases, these facilities? The airlines, they don't want to transport anymore. They're on record saying they're not going to transport immigrant children on their planes.
Right.
I mean, there's just so many issues that we have to wait to see at the end of the line how this all plays out.
Former Governor Jan Brewer, Mac and Gatos political insider, joins us after earlier today, the breaking news. Trump has reversed course and has signed an executive order to keep families together who come here to this country illegally. Governor, I was shocked. I really was. I thought that this would continue even maybe into September, October for the midterms. I didn't think he would reverse course. Why do you think he reversed course so soon?
I think there were a lot of prayers for a solution, and I think that God has answered those prayers. This is the right thing to do. I think that he was touched himself. So what I've heard is that his wife, Melania, and Ivanka agreed that this was a horrible, horrible crisis.
I get that. But when you say prayers were answered and people got, don't you think somebody in that administration would have said, hey, the blowback on this is too much? I just can't believe that suddenly, all of a sudden, Ivanka and Melania just went down to the Oval Office and said, okay, this has to stop. Yeah. You don't think he ever thought about the blowback on this?
It was a blinking game. There's no doubt about it. Who's going to blink first? Is it going to be the liberal left or is it going to be the president of the United States? Well, he did. He blinked. He understood the dynamics of it. He understood the politics of it. He did what was the right thing to do, and I hope he gets the credit for it. And now those people that have wanted open borders for, you know, 50 years, they need to compromise. And by God, the Congress needs to move on this. And they've got two bills tomorrow that they can move on, and they better move. They better do something. We are fed up. We are tired.
Governor Brewer, I agree with that part of your statement. I'm fed up with Congress. I don't think they can get anything done.
And we shouldn't have open borders.
No, of course
absolutely not.
Of course not.
No.
But But there is no way I can give Trump any credit for what he did today. Because
he allowed it to happen in the first place.
He knew what was going to happen. He allowed it to happen. He lied about it and said it was a Democratic law. Governor, there's no law. There is no law in the books by the Democrats that said separate parents from children.
I'm not entirely sure of that.
I'm sure.
Well, I'll agree to disagree with you on that. I believe that there is a law that says that the children have to be separated. Why else would have they done that? Why would have Obama done that? Why would have it been done under Bush if it wasn't a law?
There isn't a law. There never was a law because, Governor, if there was a law, Trump couldn't have changed it today. He couldn't have signed an executive order to change the law.
Well, and there's a very good possibility, gentlemen, that there will be an injunction filed against him by doing this executive order. That's another
who would file that?
This is just playing out. You watch. I bet there will be an injunction filed by somebody.
But who would, you mean like a congressman or a private person?
Who knows? Anybody can file an injunction, a special interest groups, organizations, a person, anybody can.
Okay.
And here we go. We start going down that path. But I think that there's a possibility that an injunction will be signed.
Governor Jan Brewer is joining us, Mac and Gatos, political insider. This is an interesting part of the story. I think that several prominent women helped get Trump to change his mind. Ivanka, Mrs. Trump, Mrs. Bush, Mrs. Obama, Mrs. Carter, I kind of hate to say this, Hillary Clinton.
Well, she's a former first lady.
She is a former first lady. There were several women that came out who high profile and at least led saying, you know what, this is the wrong way to go. What are your thoughts on
Agreed.
That?
Agreed. Yeah? I agree. I believe that it was people stepping up and calling for a solution to this situation. And with a lot of those people, you know, they still want our borders secured. They want some type of comprehensive immigration platform enacted by our Congress, but they weren't going to sit by idly. And it had an effect. It worked. I mean, and it was the right thing to do. I don't have any qualms with it whatsoever at all. I agree totally. This was the right thing to do. But it doesn't mean that in the next 2 or 3 days that this is all going to fall down perfectly clear, because we've got people in the United States that will file, I believe, an injunction. I don't know. I hope that it doesn't happen that way. I hope that they can move forward and that they can find facilities for these families to be there. I hope they can find transportation to get them to those facilities. And it's going to cost a lot of money to move. How many people are we talking about? 10,000 people?
A lot of people.
Do you?
A lot of people.
Former Governor Jan Brewer joins us. Do you think this has an effect on the midterm elections? Do you think people remember this in November and say, if anybody that is running currently supported this, I can't vote for them?
I do believe it'll have an effect on both sides. I think that there will be pushback from the Democrats, and I think there'll be pushback from the Republicans, from different fractions of the party. And if Congress doesn't move and do something, I think there's going to be an outcry of which we have not heard in our lifetime.
Oh, I'm just talking about the removal of children and those images of children being separated from their parents. Will that have an effect on the midterm elections?
Oh, yes. Okay. I do.
You've also endorsed Martha McSally on the Republican side for Senate. If you look at the three Republicans, Martha McSally was kind of neutral on this. She said she would prefer a different outcome. But if you look at Joe Arpaio and Kelly Ward, they supported the policy of the president. There aren't many people that support the policy of the president. Ward and Arpaio supported the policy of the president.
Right.
Do you think that's going to hurt him? Because I think I can't believe they would support that.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio and Kelly Ward will now pivot and support the president of the United States.
Wait, what do you mean by that? They'll pivot.
They'll say that he did the right thing.
That he took the kids away from their parents.
No,
in the first place,
that he did the right thing today.
Oh, I see.
By signing the executive order.
I see.
But
okay.
How can they say he did the right thing today if he was right yesterday by separating the parents from the kids?
Oh, boy.
You can't have it both ways.
In politics, they want to now use the word. What is it? Evolve.
Evolve.
That's why you were a great politician. I'll tell you that. Former Governor Jan Brewer, Mac and Gatos political insider. She knows all the buzzwords.
She does.
She can predict the future.
That's right.
Former Governor, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Hopefully we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right. Governor Brewer, every Wednesday.